Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. Kicking off the fish festival season down east today. We're turning things over to our fish correspondent in Millbridge.
Welcome to Fish News, your main source for all the latest news about our fish and waterways. My name is Bia. Today's show is all about alewives. The Spring River herring runs are underway, and many towns are celebrating the return of the fish. Stay tuned for more on upcoming events at the end of the broadcast. Let's start with some fish facts collected by our veteran reporters.
Did you know that alewives used to be found in every river in New England?
No. Dylan, do you have a fixed joke or fact?
The alewife is the most numerous of fishes migrating up the Maine's coastal streams and rivers.
My name is Pippa Vela. Yeah, I was just working on writing down a fact that females deposit 10,000 to 60,000 eggs.
They eat zooplankton. At this time, they kind of struggle to get up the stream.
And how would you describe the weather and the river today?
Rough, windy, and cold.
Wow, so alewives used to be in every river in the state. And now, with dam removals, they're coming back. Last May, we went to the Pendamaquam Alewife Festival in Pembroke to learn more about this fascinating fish. Ann Zagers from Monomet Conservation Sciences told us about fish scales and how they relate to spawning.
When they're going upstream, they're using so much energy that they're dissolving the scales on their body a little bit to mine them for energy and nutrients to keep them going upstream. So this is a scale. Here on the edge, you see how there's this white line? So you see that, and that, and that? Those are spawning marks. So the fish that this scale was taken from, we can tell that it spawned at least two other times.
I can't see it.
Well, why don't you come around over here?
Come on over here.
So they grow like a tree with rings. You can actually count how many rings there are and determine how old they are.
Incredible. I never knew you could count fish scales. There's a lot going on with this little fish. Next is Claw and Order with our reporter Pippa about an 1820 law that required dams to have fishways.
Protecting alewives in Perry, Maine. 1829. Any owner or occupant of such dam or dams who shall neglect to make, maintain, and keep open such fishway as herein directed shall forfeit and pay the sum of $100 to be recovered by action in debt of any court or competent in jurisdiction, and shall keep the same open and free from all obstructions from the 20th day of May to the 1st day of July each year.
Thanks to Pippa for the Claw and Order report. Now for some fun, we have some fish jokes for you.
What does the magician say to the fisherman? Pick a cod, any cod.
How does a fish always know how much it weighs?
It has its own scales.
Okay, the only joke in fish conservation is, what did the salmon say when he ran into a brick wall?
What?
Damn.
That's a funny one.
And now for upcoming events. The For All the Fishes conference will be taking place on May 31st in Machias with a free evening concert with the Mallet Brothers Band. And mark your calendars for all the alewife festivities on Saturday, May 23rd. There's this year's Pendamaquam Alewife Festival in Pembroke and the Bagandoose Alewife Celebration Penobscot. You can celebrate the Royal River in Yarmouth, or Orland Village is holding a migratory fish festival. To learn more about alewife festivals near you, visit gomriverherringnetwork.org. That wraps up today's edition of Fish News, all about alewives. My name's Bia, and I'm a fish lover, and thanks for joining us. And don't forget to remember the fish.
That was Bia Alsop-Cheney from Millbridge with assistance from youth from the Independent Down East Association for Homeschoolers. It was produced by Kate Blofson from WRUJ Low Power Community Radio in Richmond, Vermont, and made possible with support from the Greenhorns and Eat Down East. For more information about those groups and all the activities coming up in the next couple of weeks celebrating fish, check out the archives at weru.org for links. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.